Masechet Shviot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalit. Previously, we've discussed that for a field to be considered a field of trees, where a person is allowed to plow the entire Betzeah after Pesach of the sixth year until Atzeret, till Shavuot, you have to have three trees growing in that field. And secondly, each tree has to produce, either it actually has to produce or it could have the ability to produce, if it was a fruit tree, at least a block of dried figs. This Mishnah is going to teach us more halachot that apply when the trees do not meet that requirement. Mishnah says, if a person had a field where one of the trees produced a block of pressed figs, but two of the trees in the field did not have the ability to produce the amount. And again, just as a disclaimer, what we mean actually producing, not that it is actually producing, but that it has the ability to produce if it were a fruit tree. But here we could be talking about an ilan serak, a non-fruit tree here as well. Or a person has two trees that would produce that amount, but one that would not produce that amount because of its size. And horshin lahen ela lesorkan, a person not allowed to plow for these trees all of the surroundings, the entire field, not the entire betzeah, rather sorkan, only the individual needs of those trees. Since all the trees here are not considered to be large enough, the field is not considered to be a field of trees. Mishnah is going to teach us another requirement, that when, let's say, we don't have three large trees, but we have many trees in our orchard, maybe it also has the halakha that is considered to be a field of trees. Mishnah says, "Ad sheyehyu mishlosha ve'ad tish'ah." This entire requirement, where we said you have to have three trees at least that produced or that would produce the dried block, enough figs where you could produce a dried fig cake or a block of figs, that was only talking about in a field that has 3 to 9 trees. Hayu asara me'asara l'mala, but if a person had 10 or more than 10 trees in the field, ben osin ben she'enan osin, horshin kol betze'a bishvilan, whether this field had 10 or more, and it doesn't matter if a person had trees that were big enough where they theoretically could produce fruit, it doesn't matter. Since they have so many trees in this one field, a person now could plow the entire Betze'ah. If there are more than 10 trees in that area, it's considered to be a field of trees, regardless of the amount of fruit that these trees produce. We're going to continue talking about this source for the prohibition of plowing the rest of the Betze'ah, if the field is not considered to be a field of trees. Mishnah says, Shene'emar b'harish u'b'katzir tishbot. The full pasuk is Sheshet yamim ta'avod u'b'yom ha'shevi'i tishbot b'harish u'b'katzir tishbot. 6 days you should work, but on the seventh day you should rest. Talking about obviously Shabbat. But then the end of the pasuk is a little bit strange. B'harish u'b'katzir tishbot. You should stop working from labor at the plowing time and at the harvest time. So it doesn't really make any sense. It's puzzling over here. It seems to be talking about Shabbat, but then the end is talking about plowing and harvesting. And we know already, as we learned earlier on in Sefer Shemot, that on Shabbat, all type of labor, all type of work is not allowed. So what is it talking about over here? Beharishu bakatzir tishbot. During the plowing and the harvest time, a person shouldn't be working. So obviously it has to be talking about another time. It should be talking about the Shemitah time, not about Shabbat. We already know Shabbat. So it has to be talking about plowing and harvesting during the Shemitah. But the problem is over here, we have no need for this pasuk as well to teach us that a person is not allowed to plow and harvest during the year of Shemitah. That also is stated elsewhere in the Torah straight up, that a person is not allowed to plow and to labor on his field during the year of Shemitah. So what's going on over here? Mishnah continues, Ela harish shel erev shevi'it, shehu nichnas b'shevi'it. So number one, this pasuk is coming to teach us an additional isur. And we learn over here that this problem is, this doing this action is de'oraita, plowing erev shevi'it, on the eve of shevi'it, during the sixth year, before the seventh year starts. that becomes now a prohibition of plowing and a prohibition of ketzirah, even during the sixth year. That there's a time period where plowing during the sixth year for the benefit of the crop of the seventh year becomes an issue. And the Mishnah continues, v'katzir shel shevi'it, shehu yotze le'motza'e shevi'it, same in terms of after the Shemitah, that a person is not allowed to harvest the seventh year's crop that was planted there either on its own or grew be'isur, somebody planted on purpose in that situation. And this is going to extend into the year following Shemitah. If somehow a person grew seeds during that year, person's not allowed to harvest them even after the Shemitah. That's what we're learning out from this pasuk, Beharish u'bakatzir tishpot. We have an extra pasuk seemingly over here teaching us about Shemitah. So it has to be talking about, since we already know the laws of Shemitah, it has to be talking about two things. Plowing before Shemitah is prohibited if the crop is going to be harvested during Shemitah. And number two, harvesting a Shemitah crop is prohibited even after Shemitah. That's what we learn out from this pasuk according to the opinion of Tana Kama. But Rabbi Ishmael is going to disagree with that interpretation. Mishnah is going to continue. Rabbi Ishmael omer, meharish reshut, af katzir reshut, yatza ketzir haomer. He says over here that no, we're not talking about Shemitah. This pasuk is not talking about Shemitah. Rather, we see the subject of the pasuk is Shabbat. So even though we already know that a person is not allowed to plow or harvest on Shabbat, it's already known from some separate pasukim, we're mentioning it here to compare the prohibition of plowing on Shabbat to the prohibition of harvesting on Shabbat. What do we mean by that? Meharish reshut af katzir reshut. When we said that plowing was not allowed, we're talking about plowing that is voluntary. There's no type of plowing. There's no mitzvah ever to plow something. So when we're talking about the isur of plowing on Shabbat, that means it's all plowing that is voluntary that a person wants to do. So we're making a connection to all harvesting as well. Just like all the plowing that a person does that's prohibited on Shabbat is a reshut, is voluntary. Same with all the ketzirah, all the harvesting that Torah prohibits on Shabbat also is voluntary. What's that coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude the harvesting that is for a mitzvah, which is yatzah ketzirah omen. It comes to exclude the harvesting of barley for the Korban Ha'omer, which is a mitzvah. So what we're learning out from this pasuk is that this Korban Ha'omer, harvesting the barley, is allowed on Shabbat on the 16th of Nisan for the Korban. So according to Rabbi Ishmael over here, what we're learning out over here has nothing to do with Shemitah. What we're learning out, why we're mentioning this whole Harish u'Bakatzir, plowing and harvesting, is for the separate limud, in order to learn out something totally separate. We're learning out that just like the plowing, which is prohibited here in the pasuk, is a voluntary plowing, only types of harvesting as well that are voluntary are going to be a problem to do on Shabbat. But if it's a harvesting that's for the sorech of a mitzvah, that's for the purposes of religious worship, that becomes allowed. Now, what must that be talking about? It's talking about the harvesting barley for the Korban HaOmer, according to the Bishmael, that becomes allowed. If the 16th of Nisan falls out on Shabbat, it's a mitzvah to bring the Omer, and that mitzvah overrides the prohibition of harvesting on Shabbat. And that's over here, according to him, according to the Bishmael, why we're talking about in this pasuk Shabbat. There's Shabbat, according to him. What are you mentioning Shemitah over here? But he does agree in general that there is a Torah prohibition against plowing at this time. But according to him, you don't learn it out from the Pesukim. According to Rabbi Ishmael, this is halacha lemoshe misinai. There's an oral law prohibited plowing. But according to him as well, that would only be when the Beit HaMikdash is standing. But later on, if the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there is no prohibition of plowing before the Shemitah year.